Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Mueller report. And those words are, it's a big swing and a miss. The mighty Mueller has struck out. The special counsel's investigations have been filed and reportedly found no conspiracy between Donald Trump's campaign and the Russians, which has caused Republicans to toast each other with champagne and cigars, while Democrats have wilted like freshly cut lilies placed in the back window of a Mustang convertible at the Wisconsin State Fair the entire second week of August. We have witnessed a series of historical disappointments in our lifetime where the buildup far exceeds the actual event, like the comic Kohoutek, George McGovern, Michael Jordan as a baseball player, Interview with a Vampire of the Play, Al Capone's Vault, The Jetpack, Howard the Duck, Star Wars Episode I, Theranos, Season 2 of True Detective, The Galaxy 7, Ryan Leaf, Google Glass, and my comedy career. But this event is destined to take an honored position at the top of that list. Robert Mueller himself said this probe is not an exoneration of Trump's possible obstruction of justice, but no one's really sure what's in the report. Trump's new attorney general, William Barr, doesn't look like he's inclined to release any of it except a few heavily redacted prepositions and maybe a random conjunction, patting Congress on the head and saying, "Oh, don't worry, nothing to see here, just move along." But it's doubtful House Democrats are going to go gentle into that good night. Meanwhile, the president is so happy he's dancing little pirouettes of joy, chanting, "No collusion, total vindication," like a parrot with Tourette's syndrome. He's also changed his tune on the special counsel, "Honorable man, great American." Wouldn't be surprised if he invites Robert Mueller down to Mar-a-Lago for a golf excursion. Of course, he'd probably still cheat. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.